We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, marvelous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendel Sad. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China wishes to boost relations with Kyrgyzstan. In ecology news, after an absence of 80 years, rare members of the kangaroo family again make their home on the Australian mainland. In archaeology news, researchers find the relics of an ancient agricultural civilization that thrived in the Libyan Sahara Desert. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 9th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Luxembourg, His Excellency Jean-Claude Juncker, born in Redon-sur-Etel, Luxembourg, in 1954. Prime Minister Juncker has been involved in public service for over 25 years and is the longest-standing head of government in the European Union in office since 1995. Luxembourg maintains a strong financial and technology sector. For His Excellency's outstanding work in taking Europe into the future, he received the Vision of Europe Award in 1998. Prime Minister Juncker's many other accolades include the prestigious Charlemagne Prize of Aachen in 2006 for his efforts in relating to European unity. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Jean-Claude Juncker, for your commitment to the betterment of Europe and the lives of the people of Luxembourg. We respectfully wish you a joyful birthday celebrated with cherished ones.
Lion News. Flooding and landslides continue to sweep Colombia. Mudslides that crushed a home and claimed the lives of seven members of one family on Monday, December 5th, in the department of Tolima, along with unprecedented flooding in the capital, Bogota, that has affected some 10,000 people, represent the latest calamities of continuous rainfall and flooding in the Latin American country. Officials stated on Wednesday that the extreme weather has claimed at least 117 lives since relentless rains began more than 2 months ago, with over 66 people who have been injured and six others still missing.
As one of Colombia's most severe rainy seasons in decades, the flooding has impacted nearly 430,000 residents, thousands of whom were evacuated as hundreds of homes as well as vast swaths of farmland have been destroyed, as thousands more houses were also damaged. As major rivers continue to swell, seven of the country's 31 provinces have been placed on high flood alert, with a state of emergency now declared in Bogota, and Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos saying on Monday that humanitarian aid would be dispatched to the affected regions.
Upon hearing of the ongoing worsening conditions in October, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 for urgent needs, an amount that could acquire $73,000 in emergency items purchased in the US based on the cost of living in Colombia. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, she requested our nearby association members to please go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable.
We are grateful for the concerned initiatives of President Santos and all personnel working to assist the flood affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support. May heaven grace the Colombian people with resilience and comfort as we pray that such disasters are curbed through a greater kindness toward one another and the environment.
Earthquakes shake Tonga, Mexico, Ecuador, Indonesia, Chile and Japan. On Tuesday, December 6, a 5.0 magnitude tremor struck the island nation of Tonga, 160 kilometers north of Niafu, with another of magnitude 5.3 occurring 186 kilometers south of the city the next day. On Wednesday evening, a 5.0 magnitude tremor rattled the eastern coastal state of Veracruz, Mexico, 71 kilometers from the major port city of Coatzacoalcos. In Ecuador also on Wednesday, a 4.4 magnitude quake was strongly felt in the city of Bahia de Caracas on the nation's west coast as it rumbled the Pacific sea floor 19 kilometers away, while in northern Chile a tremor of magnitude 6.1 caused panic when it hit 79 kilometers from the city of Bayanar in Atacama region. That evening in Indonesia, a magnitude 5.9 quake shook the Sula Islands in North Maluku province. On Thursday, an earthquake registering 5.0 on the Richter scale shook Japan's Bonin Islands as it struck near the east coast of Honshu. Fortunately, initial reports for these events did not indicate any injuries or significant damage.
With thankfulness for the safety of residents in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that such disturbing occurrences are alleviated as humanity strives for gentler regard of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We need to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 411. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Save Our Planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai honored with Sustainability Award. Coinciding with the UN Climate Change Conference in Durban, South Africa, the World Pilot Hero Award was presented in recognition of the remarkable efforts of governments, organizations, and individuals in advocating low-cost, convenient, and highly beneficial solutions to reduce global warming.
In a ceremony co-hosted by the Environmental Protection Authority of Ethiopia, the government of Guinea-Bissau, and the Philippine Climate Change Commission, award presenters included European Parliament member Sir Graham Watson and Philippine Climate Change Commissioner Hirason Alvarez. Among the recipients were Mayor Patricia de Leo of Cape Town, South Africa, for implementing a weekly citywide meat-free day, Vegan Day Platform Formosa for their volunteer movement in Formosa, Taiwan, and founder of the South African Maholoholo Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, Mr. Brian Jones, for his efforts in animal and nature conservation.
You just love it, don't you? You just love it. Yes.
We're all trying to save the planet. But some people are coming up with particularly good ideas or are devoting themselves entirely to that work. And I think it is right that their efforts should be recognized and celebrated.
Also honored with a Sustainable Development Award was Supreme Master Ching Hai for her role as a world leader in climate change actions, in particular through inspiring Supreme Master Television as a global constructive media channel that provides information, especially on the vegan solution to halting the effects of global warming.
I particularly know Master Ching Hai, and I'm aware of her humanitarian activities and her concern to protect the environment and to use media as a very important communications tool.
Many attending the event also spoke about the award's support of the organic vegan diet solution to climate change.
In the context of climate change, vegan food could definitely mean both that the world would sustain many more of us, and two, those many more of us would still have less of an impact than the present smaller number meat-eating population.
The answer seems to be simple. if we awaken to the fact that we can change our diet and make our life safe.
Congratulations, laureates of the World Pilot Hero Award, for your deserved distinctions. Our respectful gratitude also to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose earth-saving endeavors bring hope and inspiration to humanity. Let us unite to put into practice the comprehensively sustainable, organic, vegan ideal for all lives to flourish.
Save our planet. Melting methane hydrates may have triggered runaway warming millions of years ago. Researchers from Rice University in the USA have been working to solve the mystery of the event known as the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum, or PETM, which occurred 56 million years ago. At that time, a sudden release of 2,500 gigatons of carbon into the atmosphere led to an increase in global temperatures of 6 degrees Celsius on average, which in turn caused the extinction of many species. In their study, the scientists found that methane hydrates, similar to those that are now frozen beneath the sea floor, could have melted and released the carbon.
Although the oceans at that time were likely warmer, author Dr. George Hirasaki stated that this could have actually accelerated the methane formation. These findings have implications for our current environment, where global warming is already raising the temperatures of both the atmosphere and the oceans, increasing the possibility of such a catastrophic release. In addition, a recent study by international scientists has found that thawing permafrost in the Arctic represents a threat of methane release that is potentially 5 times greater than previously realized.
Our thanks, Dr. Hirasaki, colleagues, and other researchers, for these findings that speak to the urgency of our current climate situation. May we swiftly adopt actions in harmony with nature to preserve all lives on Earth.
During a September 2008 radio interview with Bob Liebensold of Environmentally Sound Radio, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with concern of the toxic gases in the seabed as she reminded of our need to halt human-generated warming.
You look all that and you see already, because the methane gas and hydrogen sulfide result from animal rising, and that produce a lot of toxic gas into the air, and it warms the atmosphere. Then the atmosphere melts the ice, and the ocean will warm, and then more methane and other toxin will be released from the bottom of the ocean and permafrost and all that, and then it will be like a devil's circle. And we even might die from gas, not to talk about global warming yet. And right now, there's so much methane already released into the atmosphere, and many people have more mental illness or other physical suffering, according to scientists' research. I hope we stop it quick.
Save our planet. A sudden cold wave on December 6, 2011 in northern Mexico, bringing temperatures of minus 17 degrees Celsius, is taking a further toll on regional crops that were already severely affected by prolonged drought.
Save our planet. According to the German Watch Global Climate Risk Index 2012 report, which evaluated climate change-related disasters between the years of 1991 and 2010, Pakistan was the most severely affected, with Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Honduras considered the most vulnerable to long-term extreme weather events.
Save our planet. As of December 3, 2011, a prolonged drought coupled with extremely high hay prices has resulted in thousands of horses and donkeys being abandoned on roadsides in Texas, USA, with organizations such as Safe Haven Equine Rescue saying that their calls for emergency help have quadrupled.
Save our planet. A new study by Greenpeace, published on December 4, 2011, revealed that the endangered Hainan gibbon, found only on an island off the coast of China, has dwindled from an estimated 2,000 just over 50 years ago to only 23 in the world today, due largely to human-caused habitat loss.
In world news, China wishes to boost relations with Kyrgyzstan. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mr. Hong Li expressed his country's desire to strengthen the connection between the two countries and improve collaboration in all areas. Spokesperson Mr. Li praised Kyrgyzstan's accomplishments in stability, sustainable development and improving the country's living standard. Our appreciation, China and Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Li, for your positive statements. May enhanced amicability between China and Kyrgyzstan lead to greater understanding and friendship between the genial people of both nations.
In ecology news, the Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve welcomed 19 Tasmania bettongs. The rare members of the kangaroo family have been relocated to the Australian mainland after an absence of over 80 years. The small mammals play an important role in soil ecosystem improvement by digging, which moves fungal spores and enhances water infiltration. It is believed that in the future, reintroducing the sweet animals to woodland areas could be helpful in the regeneration of these regions. Kudos to Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve for providing a welcome home to these lovely co-inhabitants. May humanity's protection and respect for all of God's creation help to restore a balanced ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, the remains of more than 100 villages and towns have been found in Libya. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more uplifting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high-thinking news for a more civilized world. In archaeology news, researchers find the relics of an ancient agricultural civilization that thrived in the Libyan Sahara Desert. The discovery was made by using satellite imagery by a team from the University of Leicester in the United Kingdom, with close involvement of the Libyan Department of Antiquities. More than 100 walled villages and towns have been identified that date back to between 1st and 5th century during the Garamantes period. The ancient desert dwellers built complex underground tunnels to source water for irrigation and mastered a written language. Congratulations, University of Leicester scientists, the Libyan Antiquities Department, and all involved for this incredible finding. May Libya's magnificent cultural heritage be an inspiration for the pure-minded people of the nation to help build a glorious future.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Cantonese entitled Park Car.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Sasha Farm, largest animal sanctuary in the US heartland, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Beautiful. Can't wait to visit. Sandra from Canada.
Sweet Sandra, it's good to hear from you. Sasha Farm does look to be a paradise for animals. We pray that the time is soon coming when all our co-inhabitants have such wonderful, happy, and safe lives. May divine grace be with you and all the compassionate people of Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones flourish in everlasting peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is recognized as Woman of the Year by Isto É, one of Brazil's leading magazines, for her outstanding leadership, with 14 other women also being honored in fields such as culture, economy, and the arts.
During the second summit of the Pacific Alliance held in Mexico's Mérida City, delegates from four member nations of Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Peru affirmed their intention to finalize a document within 6 months that will establish a free trade agreement among their countries.
as U.S. Christian evangelist Billy Graham is discharged in improved condition after being hospitalized with pneumonia in North Carolina, USA. He conveys his gratitude to people worldwide who prayed for his recovery, as well as for the caring doctors and nurses at the medical facility.
The Middle East Vegetarian Group, or MEVEG, in partnership with the International Vegetarian Union, launches its first regional conference in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, featuring experts from areas such as medicine and the environment, as well as delicious plant-based fare.
South Korea is donating over $5.5 million in humanitarian aid to North Korea through the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, to benefit some 1.5 million mothers, infants, and young children.
In a study of some 150,000 stars in the Milky Way galaxy, U.S. scientists report on the discovery of Kepler-22b, a planet about 600 light-years away that orbits a sun-like star and is being called the Earth's twin for its similar size and conditions that could support life.
Indonesia becomes the 36th country to ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, with the nation's legislators calling on other governments to do the same.
The annual National Animal Welfare Trust Christmas Fair, held throughout the UK, provides a holiday adoption opportunity while raising almost £4,000 to go toward providing the best Christmas possible for animals in the charity's care.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.